A local council member of the Africa Peer Review Mechanism, Professor Miranda Greenstreet, has attributed the slow and stunted nature of Africa's development to poor governance systems. She said governance on the continent must be improved to make way for enhanced and sustained economic progress and development. Professor Greenstreet made these comments at the launch of the 2011 African Governance Report in Accra. Rosalind Ganyaglu has filed this report.
The African Governance Report, which began in 1999, is the most comprehensive report on governance in Africa. It is compiled by the Economic Commission for Africa, UNDP and CDD Ghana. The report is a biennial publication which assesses and monitors the progress African countries are making on governance, identifies capacity gaps in governance institutions, and makes appropriate policy recommendations aimed at improving governance on the continent. A local council member of the African Peer Review Mechanism, Professor Miranda Greenstreet, describes the report as a tool for policy dialogue and an instrument for identifying good materials when completed. She expressed confidence that the report will achieve results for the benefit of Africa. A senior research fellow at CDD, Ambassador Francis Chega, said governance research is an integral part of CDD's agenda. He said the AGR project needs the commitment of all as a debate on election 2012 starts. A research officer at CDD, Edward Ampertu, said the objective of the assessment is in twofold. First is to conduct an assessment of research on elections and the management of diversity in Africa to facilitate the AGR report. It is also to produce the Ghana Country Report of the third AGR. He said it will be carried out in 45 countries. He expressed regret that the previous reports have been underutilized. A 12-member steering committee was outdoored with Lloyd Amwa, a senior lecturer at the Asashi University, as the chairman.
That was Rosalind Ganyaglu's report.